This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, yeah. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. We're going to fight.
It's got a ring to it. I like that.
Thank you, President Trump.
Yes.
For your motivational words. 608 Time Check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, happy Monday. We'll make it great. We'll make the best of it. Speaking of Donald Trump, what's the deal with Marjorie Taylor Brown, otherwise known as Marjorie Taylor Greene? It was Trump called her that. You like it? Taylor Brown.
Not his best, no.
No?
No.
I thought it was pretty...
Nah.
No?
Not his best. He's had some good ones.
So apparently she's going to quit, and they're on the outs with each other, I guess.
I've never been a fan, though. Not necessarily in the sense that I don't like maybe her politics or, you know, what her principles are. She just came off like a loudmouth conservative version of AOC. She came out there with her big white fur coat on, mouthing off all the time. I'm like... Come on, show a little tact here, a little, you know. Come on, I guess we got off on the wrong foot, Bob.
Crazy Crockett saw her in action and said, "Hey, hold my fake eyelashes."
Woo!
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness!
You hear what I'm saying?
I'd pick them up, but they're too heavy.
Oh, what is it with those eyelashes?
I don't know.
I just mean in general.
I know. And then people put them on Volkswagens and they're not much difference in size. I don't get it. That's just wrong.
Maybe it's to get your eyes to focus upward instead of on maybe like a small mustache that could be growing.
I'm not going there.
Smart man.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
More than 100 children as young as 10 years old will be subjected to clinical trials of transgender drugs in Britain.
Oh.
This is despite the government blocking puberty blockers for general use. You know, Europe, well, at least the UK, they were ahead of us on this, saying, no. We're not doing it, changing a kid's gender, messing with them, pumping them full of hormones and all that.
But it's okay if it's a study.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Yeah. They were already using, maybe not studies, but they were using statistical analysis and saying, look, this is not good. This is not healthy. And yet, yeah, they're still going to do this study. Last year, a review from leading pediatrician Dr. Hillary Cass found that transgender medical practices were built on shaky foundations and that Britain's socialized healthcare system should not hand out puberty-blocking drugs to minors over safety concerns. Absolutely. The left-wing Labour Party government agreed and barred the practice for children. See, that's just smart.
Yep.
That is using, common sense and logic. However,
Uh-oh.
The CAS review also left the door open for further medical trials to be conducted, paving the way for an upcoming study of 250 supposedly transgender children between 10 and 15 years old after receiving regulatory approval this week, according to the Times of London. So 250, and they say supposedly transgender on purpose because you're 10 years old.
Right.
Hey, not sure.
You don't know what clothes you want to wear that day. Come on. You want to be a pirate. We're not going to chop off your hand and give you a hook.
Arr.
Well, they might.
What about a peg leg?
There you go.
Yeah, I really, really want to look like a legitimate pirate.
Well, in that case, we're going to chop off your leg and give you one of those.
What about poke them in the eye? Poke one of their eyes out.
And here, have a patch.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously? Come on. They're 10 years old. Leave them alone.
It's craziness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
According to the paper, over half of the children will be provided with drugs for up to 2 years to suppress their natural development, like periods, breasts, or facial hair. Wow. Their brain development and other indicators of health will be monitored and compared with those of the children who did not take the drugs in their early adulthood. Okay,
They're
going to monitor brain development and other indicators of health. Are they going to monitor mental health? It would be interesting, right, to see if there are changes, and are they positive changes, which they've claimed in the past. You've got to give the kids the operation because otherwise they're going to... Yeah, but then they found out, well, no, an unhappy boy who wants to be a girl, make him into a girl, is now just an unhappy boy who thinks she's a girl.
Yeah.
Basically is how it's come down. The King's College team claimed that the study was necessary to provide allegedly trans children with the information that they need to make informed choices about their care.
At 10? Again. Really? And you're the adults. You're supposed to be smart.
10-year-olds don't see the future. Okay?
No.
You can teach them to play chess and talk about future possible moves and a defense to that and offensively and all that. And at 10, you kids, especially if they're smart, can comprehend some of that. But a 10-year-old doesn't really comprehend what they're going to feel like, what they're going to feel like emotionally at 12 years old, 16 years old, 18 years old. They have no idea. They're not equipped to even comprehend that.
Mm-mm.
No. But they're, you know, look, I get, and here's my question. So who signs up for the study? Hey, I'll sign my kid up for the study.
Right, I was wondering, how do they decide?
I guess it would be based on parents who were really, you know, they're serious about, you know, wanting their kid to transition. But it's kind of like, wow, you're the parent.
You're supposed to protect your kid.
Exactly.
And it could do things to the brain, and you don't know what it's going to do to the brain?
We know it's generally not going to be good things, because it's one thing to add hormones to the body that the body already is naturally producing at certain rates or should produce.
Mm-hmm.
But when you introduce a bunch of female hormones to a male or vice versa, you're twisting the body all up, confusing it in many ways.
Sure.
Not to mention the fact that you know you have to be on those hormones for life. And that's something a 10-year-old simply can't comprehend. 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to make this Monday great. IDF and Hamas tunnels. Unbelievable story. I'll share with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network speed. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Going to be another great day. Come on, pump it up. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. One of your top stories, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's quitting in January. We'll get into that. Operation Swamp, sweeping New Orleans. Yep. Details on that coming up. And then there's the controversial thing about, hey, military folks, you know, you don't have to follow an illegal order. Well, I think they teach them that in boot camp, and you know, they have military code of justice. I have not served. I respect all of those who have, and I thank them. And but even I know, you know, there's military code that you have to follow, and you don't have to follow an illegal order. In fact, you're not supposed to. But a lot of this was started by Senator Elise Slotkin. She's a Democrat out of Michigan. I read somewhere where she was former CIA. Is that, does that ring a bell to you, Greg? It may or may not be true. But, okay.
Worth looking into.
Which adds a layer of interest to it. But anyway, admitted on Sunday that to her knowledge, she was not aware that President Trump has issued an illegal order to U.S. military service members. So all this got started over basically nothing. The Democrats are very good at that. Mm-hmm. They can weave a story out of whole cloth. I mean, they can just fabricate something out of thin air. Literally, that's what they did. They said that you shouldn't follow illegal orders. Like I said, that was already has been established for a very long time in the military. And so you thought they were referring to something, but they weren't, allegedly, because she said, well, I'm not aware. So why would you go out of your way to do that big announcement? And several others did those little videos.
It's what they do. They toss it out there like it's something that's happening. Headlines run with it. The lefties run with it. Everybody believes it. And then they have to come along a couple weeks later. Well, you know, it didn't actually happen. We were just saying they shouldn't do it. It's too late. You've already put it out there. You planted that seed in people's mind that Trump's doing something wrong. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Is it sort of, does it have anything to do with the use of ICE and the the folks, the National Guard that come in and try to protect them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's a lot of it has to do with the National Guard.
Because they've tried to make the whole thing look illegal. Oh, Trump can't do that.
Right.
Well, but he has, and he is. So I think it's totally related to that, and they're just trying to make something look like it's happened when it hasn't.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt previously accused Democrats of suggesting that Trump has given illegal orders, which he has not. When asked if Leavitt's answer was accurate, Slotkin explained that Democrats put the statement out because they allegedly had a sheer number of troops and young officers question what they, quote unquote, should do. I find that whole premise very hard to believe.
They're all running to their congressmen
right.
or their senators.
Calling them
yeah.
up. Hey, what do I do?
No, that's a load of something.
And then Raddatz, Martha Raddatz, who was running the interview, yes, she's still alive. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders? Slotkin says, to my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Okay. Oh. That too, okay.
Why would you want illegal drugs flooding into your nation, killing your people, your constituents, your citizens? Why would you want that? Well, remember, these are all the same people that were fine with the open border.
Good point.
And they knew all the side effects of that.
Yeah.
The drugs coming in, killing American citizens, the bad guys coming in from mental institutions, prisons, and gangs, killing, stealing, murdering, raping. I guess killing and murdering is the same. But,
yeah.
but you get the idea.
Yeah.
These people didn't want to stop that. What? And now they're saying, yeah, we actually want boatloads of illegal drugs to come into our nation and kill our people. They're not saying that, but yes, they are in so many words.
Well, it's like it really is an extension when you go down the list of all the Trump derangement syndrome things, just like with Pocahontas the other day. Well, we want to make sure that there's no influence, being used on that new ballroom. So we need to really, be careful about any private donations. Now, again, he doesn't want to use tax dollars. He's doing it privately, but anything that he's doing, whether it's in the cities, whether it's these boats, or whether it's building a ballroom and making it a gift to the country, they can't stand it.
When you're a representative in the government at the federal level, and you're putting out videos and information telling the military, you're telling them to not follow orders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not all orders. You're just saying, don't follow any illegal orders,
right.
Which, of course, the first thing that pops up is, am I doing something that's illegal?
Exactly.
And that affects the chain of command. It affects the efficiency of the military, the safety of everyone involved. Can you imagine you're on a mission and two of the team members are like, I don't feel that great about doing this. And the rest of the team gets murdered, killed.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever, an accident befalls them. Something goes wrong because you don't have all the team members on board. That really is sick and seditious. It really is.
You just can't do that.
Yeah.
No, you're breaking things down.
And then she comes out, the one who basically started the whole thing, Slotkin from Michigan, saying, well, I'm not aware of any illegal orders. Well, then why'd you do that?
Yeah. Two words I have for these people.
Is one of them dumb?
No, shut up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... When Greg says that,
yeah.
That's strong. That's stronger than Biden saying, don't.
Well, that didn't hold up very well, did it?
I said yours was stronger.
I believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Good Monday morning. Wake up. Pump it up. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Happy Monday. Let's make it great. Good morning and welcome at 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot to talk about. Marjorie Taylor Greene quitting in January. She's going to step down. Her and Trump are not getting along. We'll play with that soap opera in a little bit. But, man, cool story, I guess. The Israeli Defense Forces released a video showing what it describes as one of Hamas's most complex underground infrastructures extending beneath the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Remember how they're like, you can't go into Rafah, don't go into Rafah? Yeah, now we know why.
Yeah.
Because this makes the rest of their tunnel systems look like a small sewer.
Wow.
This thing was huge. 7 kilometers. What's that, 5 miles? 5 miles of tunnels. Imagine, according to the IDF, the 7-kilometer-long route tunnel runs roughly 25 meters underground, contains about 80 rooms, and was used for command operations, weapon storage, and sheltering Hamas operatives. It was also underneath one of the buildings it ran under was a UN building.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
Goodness.
Yep. The video shared on X travels through reinforced concrete passageways, large chambers, showing the sophistication and scale of their underground network. The Israeli military claims the tunnel originated beneath a United Nations Relief and Works Agency compound. So, yeah, they're like, how could they be stealing the food? They go up the stairs, steal the food, go back downstairs.
Wow.
That's how they did it.
Wow.
IDF troops uncovered one of Gaza's largest and most complex underground routes. This is huge. Now, here's my point. They have these tunnels all over the place. Mm-hmm. Now we discovered these are even more, far more advanced. Can you imagine if the people that toiled and sweat and all the work they did to do that, what if they were working to do something positive, building buildings, building some sort of industry, building something that would benefit the community.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
They would have a wonderful place to live. Mm-hmm. But instead, they're hell-bent on that. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of tunnels, rooms, sophisticated stuff. Not just, you know, we're not talking about just crawl spaces. It's way beyond that. Yep. Israeli analysts say the demolition of this tunnel marks a strategic blow to Hamas and paves the path to its defeat. The destruction of this tunnel, as well as others like it or similar, as well as other terror facilities, pushes Hamas to the edge, according to a professor that is a expert at this this kind of information. The IDF uncovered one of Gaza's. Well, I already told you that. It's unbelievable. Yep, longest, most complicated tunnel for sure. And they destroyed it. IDF destroyed it.
Well, good.
This is one of the reasons why they didn't want to go into Rafah.
Uh-huh.
Rafah is too resistant. That's one of the reasons why they were able to be so resistant. And also, you got to stop somewhere, cease fire. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because Hamas knew if they could maintain, you know, control of Rafah and control their underground tunnels, they're just in hibernation. When all the dust settles, they'll be back out there launching rockets at innocent Israelis, you know, landing in their backyard and all kinds of kind of crap they've been doing for years. So I just think they're fortunate to have Netanyahu, who finally took off the gloves, and they're very fortunate. President Trump, you know, backing it up, and the things that, you know, we did and destroyed Iran's nuclear program. These are big things. These are big things. These are good things, and maybe it'll lead to more peace. Marco Rubio's in Geneva right now, trying to work out some kind of deal between the Russians and the Ukrainians, and that's not going to be. That's not going to be easy, no matter what.
No, it's not.
And it's going to be, it's a lot of hard work. And hopefully, though, it will come to fruition through peace. But I my understanding is it involves Ukraine giving up some territories, and that's...
They're not going to want to do that.
You know,
Putin's not playing nice from time to time, so...
From time to time.
Being kind there, yeah.
Yeah, he's not nice.
No, he's not.
I do have some great news, though, when it comes to, you know, how we need these rare earth materials and all that, mm-hmm. and China controls so much of it. If they don't control, they control like 90%, but then they also, you know, control like the refining of all these rare earth metals and stuff. All right, so listen to this, though. A project that was heralded by Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and accelerated by President Donald Trump stands to deal a huge blow to China's dominance in the nanotechnology, energy, and automotive sectors as the Graphite One site near Nome, Alaska, uncovered vast reserves for which Beijing previously accounted for 90% of production. What did I say? Metals? Minerals? It's all the same, right?
It just changes throughout.
And as of 2024, the U.S. Was at least 93% import dependent on both rare earth elements and graphite itself.
Wow.
I don't know. How did we make pencils that whole time?
I know. I'm number two pencils, number three. I don't know. I don't understand.
Did you ever have a number four pencil?
I don't know.
No.
Sounds painful.
Never been invented.
Really?
I've got the patent for it.
You're going to be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm rich in blessings already. Thank you, Lord.
Look at you.
Let's make it an awesome day. It's 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.
Thank you.
It was a love story. Yeah. Mutual Admiration Society, even. Then the big breakup. The heartbreak. The tears.
Aww.
The anger. It's all in there.
Sounds so sad.
In the days of our lives in D.C. Good morning and welcome at 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Mondays are great. This is especially great Monday because for a lot of us, it's a three-day work week. It's a three-day work week. If you have to work Thanksgiving or that Friday, thank the good Lord you have a job. Thank you. You probably have a job that's important. So we appreciate you. Okay? For everybody else, though, we have three. All right. You know the soap opera. President Donald Trump said Saturday he'd like to see Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene resume her political career at some point, despite their recent falling out.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Trump's comments came the day after Greene, one of the best-known faces in the Republican arena, whether we wanted her to be or not, made the stunning announcement that she will resign in January. And I got to say, I was stunned.
Yeah, because she seems like a pretty strong personality.
Yeah, like, I'm not giving up. Yeah. I'm going to do my thing, whatever.
Yeah.
In a brief phone interview with NBC News, the president said, it's not going to be easy for her to revive her career in politics, but he said, I'd love to see that. In the meantime, Trump said she's got to take a little rest. Wow, kind of like a little backhanded there,
yeah,
right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, she needs to take a little rest. Like, wow. She needs to be therapeutically rested. Pharmaceutically rested.
Yeah.
Long a stalwart ally of the president, Greene has become more vocal in recent weeks about the differences with some of his politics and priorities. She's faulted Trump for devoting what she sees as excessive attention to foreign leaders as opposed to the pocketbook concerns of everyday Americans.
Hmm.
Now,
okay.
Let me, Marjorie. Hey, Marge. Let me just call you Marge. I don't have to call you Congresswoman anymore because you're not going to be sick.
Exactly.
And you quit. And you're a quitter.
Yeah.
So, Marge, let me tell you how it is. Everything that we do with foreign leaders has an impact on us here domestically, directly, and pocketbook directly. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of the tariffs, the whole idea of getting foreign nations to invest in America, America's ingenuity, America's workforce. Yeah. They are tied together. What do you mean worried about domestically? Yeah, pocketbook issues. Yeah, people go, eggs are too high. You know? What are you going to do? You know? Out on the east lawn and, squirt out a few eggs? I mean, it doesn't work that way. And she should know better than that. But I think one of the big deals was the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files, and said that Trump had been blocking their disclosure. If he was, to what end? He's the one who eventually signed off on it completely of releasing it all.
Right.
And he said it early on. And if there was anything bad about Trump in there, you don't think that would have been used by the previous administration? Mm-hmm. She knows better than that.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely they would have.
After calling the effort to release the files a hoax, Trump changed course last Sunday, said he supported making them public. Congress quickly voted to compel the Justice Department to do that. Trump signed the bill, and Trump has lashed out at Marjorie Taylor Greene, calling her a traitor. He withdrew his support for her reelection. Early Saturday morning, before his interview with NBC News, Trump posted on social media that Greene chose to quit rather than face a Republican primary challenger in the midterm elections next year. He reiterated that she was a traitor, but also thanking her for her service to our country. So I think maybe when Trump calls you a traitor, he means you're a traitor to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's kind of sensitive about that.
You're
either on his team or you're the enemy.
You're to the curb big time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
A person close to Greene said in an interview that the congresswoman remained convinced she would win re-election if she decided to run. I have no idea. I don't know what any of the polls, early polls said. Yeah. I don't know what her level of popularity is in her district and stuff like that. So I couldn't answer that question, but the issue was not so much the competition as the threats and scorn that Green and her children have endured. Speaking on condition of anonymity, this person said, yeah, Green has two daughters and a son, all in their 20s. She very much looks forward to one day to go out in public and not be harassed in restaurants and airports and be on the face of every TV channel. I'm sorry. Again, once again, I have to say, Marge.
Yeah.
Yo, Marge.
Yeah.
You wanted the attention. You begged for the attention. You
yes.
said things that you knew would get attention, and you said them purposefully on camera in many instances.
Mm-hmm.
And you know these things are going to get a lot of attention, viral and otherwise.
Yep.
So, you know, nice try.
No.
But, yeah, I think the love story is pretty much over.
Oh, well.
6:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We still have plenty to get to on what's going to be a busy, busy week for most of us. Short week, 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.